podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 180,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/bookhype. Hey everyone, I'm Jen, and today I'm joined by Kristen and Karen. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hi.
So just a quick little note, because I know we've been like a little off our schedule. Kristen and Karen actually just moved, so things have been super hectic behind the scenes for us here at Book Hype. And Brittany's had a big birthday celebration, so she hasn't been available. And I'm not sure if everyone saw, but Marima's kind of stepping away from Book Hype and her other podcast responsibilities on Hero Hype, just because, you know, sometimes real world calls and gets in the way. So she will not be joining us anymore. So Brittany and Karen and I will be holding it down on Book Hype, and Kristen will be popping on whenever she feels like chatting about books, you know. It's an open invitation. So,
good to know.
Good to know. Anytime, you know, come on by. Things have been a little crazy for us, so we're sorry we haven't been as consistent as we normally are. And this episode was supposed to be our book discussion episode, but again, some crazy things. Karen moving, like, across a bunch of states has been a little hectic for everyone. So we will get our book episode in. Probably our next episode will be our book episode, our book discussion. So just hang in there and bear with us, please, as things are getting crazy for us this summer. But we will get to it, we promise, because we have all read, well, most of us have all read the book and are ready to discuss. But this episode is going to be all about things, hot books coming out this August, a couple of book bite questions, all kinds of fun stuff. So, ladies, besides moving and, like, going crazy with it, what else has been going on for you?
I don't think there's time for anything else.
Like, literally, I'm awaiting my bed to be delivered tomorrow.
Oh, no!
Yeah, so maneuvering all of the scheduling of things being delivered, and my parents were here for a couple of days to help paint and like that sort of stuff, and it's just been craziness. But we've tried to take some time out every night and do a little like roommate bonding and like play a game or do something before we like conk out and sleep for the night, so it's been fun.
You guys are hysterical. You're like, oh, we play games.
We totally play games.
I love it. Oh, you guys are adorable. All right. So what have you had time to read with all your crazy, like, schedules of moving and stuff? What have you been up to with reading?
Well, I've only had time for some comic books because they're quick. They're easy to get done in the car, a little bit more stimulating for my eyes to keep me awake on a 10-hour drive. So I read Hellboy Volume 2, Wake the Devil, and I'm still sort of waiting for this series to really grab me because I love the movies. I love the movies so, so much. But the comics are a lot of history, which I love, but I feel like it's lacking the characterization, and so I'm kind of just waiting to fall in love with the characters, and it hasn't happened yet. And read Wonder Woman Volume 5, Flesh, which is still amazing, still love it. Really bummed that I've kind of, like, caught up now, and I have to wait until 6. Well, 6 is out, but it's not in paperback yet, so I'm going to have to order that next month in September. But then the most important one on this list is I started Miss Marvel. So I started Miss Marvel Volume 1, No Normal. And this series is incredible. Absolutely amazing. They've rebooted the character, and it's about this Pakistani girl who has a fairly traditional family, and how she just kind of like lives in this world that doesn't really understand her culture, and she's kind of stuck between wanting to be normal and also feeling some sort of, tie to her family, and then she becomes Miss Marvel, and all of a sudden she has these superpowers that she's always dreamed about and everything, and it's hilarious, and it's completely relatable, and a lot of girl power in it, and I really love it so far. I bought 2 and 3 the other day, so I can't wait to read those.
I've heard really good things about the Miss Marvel comics. I may have to pick those up and check them out, so I like it. I like it. All right. So, Kristen, how about you? What have you been reading?
Well, mine are not necessarily current reads, but they're two of my favorite series that I've read over the past couple of months. And since I am not on Book Hype all the time, I get to share the ones that maybe I read 2 months ago.
That's totally fine.
Yeah, that's what I figured too. But no, the Ivy Years series by Serena Bowen, it's both of the series I'm going to like talk about. They are set in like college, and both kind of have like an athlete involved in the story, but they're both very, very different. The Ivy Years series starts, the first book is The Year We Fell Down, which is so great, or The Year We Both Fell Down, one of the two. And it's so, so great because it's about this girl who goes to college like a year after she has this debilitating injury on the hockey rink and is paralyzed from the waist down. And you can tell that she's like getting used to her disability and like she's growing, getting used to it. It's no longer a big thing for her. And she has to like adapt to this college world. And it's a really, really interesting read. And the rest of the books in that series just get more and more like interesting, and the characters are so crazy and diverse. It's awesome. And the other series that I love is the Hashtag series by Cambria Hebert. It's, again, set in college. This time it's less hockey. It's more football. But, again, the main character is the girl. And this time it's about this nerdy girl who gets forced to help this football jock out with his classes. And she kind of realizes that he's not this, you know, pain in the ass jerk. But the entire story just gets kind of crazy. She started it. There's three books for the first like couple. So it's a continuing story. And it's just so much fun, and it's random and crazy, but it's a nice departure from like traditional, just everyday life. If you're feeling a little bored or you just need a great summer read, I highly recommend that one. It's really, really fun.
Very cool. I like it. All right. I read two books since we've all last gathered. One of them is called Trouble Is a Friend of Mine, and it comes out Tuesday the 4th. And it's by Stephanie Trombley, and it's a Sherlock-esque book, if you will. The character Digby, he's the main male character, and the main female character is Zoe, and I kind of just love it. It's this great kind of whodunit with kidnappings that have happened, and Digby's very much invested in a current kidnapping that just happened, and Zoe's new to town, and Digby kind of is this boy who just invades her space and invades her life without much of her acknowledgement. She has no say in the matter. He's just kind of dragged her into his sleuthing and stuff. So she's kind of his reluctant Watson, if you will. And so it's a lot of fun. I like it. And I have to say that this fall, if you guys love Sherlock books, I think we're going to get a lot of them this fall. I know of at least two other ones coming out later in the season. So I think this is going to be the season of Sherlock and the rise of Sherlock in the young adult world. And this first one, Trouble Is a Friend of Mine, is a great way to kick it off. I really enjoyed it. It's a lot of fun. It's quirky. It's different, as all Sherlock-esque novels tend to be. So I really enjoyed it. And then the other novel that I've read, you guys, you know how I love Deanna Raeburn. I think I've told you all a million and one times how I love the Lady Julia Gray series with all of my heart and then some. She has a brand new series that she's releasing. It comes up September 1st, and it's called A Curious Beginning, a Veronica Speedwell Mystery. And you guys, I love Julia Gray, but Veronica Speedwell is pretty much the ultimate heroine. She is, again, it's set in kind of the Edwardian period, so it's kind of late 1800s. And instead of being in England, it's in New York. And Veronica Speedwell is just this sassy, independent girl who nobody really expects to be who she is. And she always has a plan, and I really enjoy her. And again, it's Deanna Raeburn. If you've read any of her books, you know her tone and how she writes, and it's always so clever and so well done. And her writing is gorgeous, as always. And I think this is just one of her books that you guys will fall in love with. I know I did. I loved it. So check those out when they come out. Those are my faves. All right. So moving on from there, did you guys hear about the book The Martian by Andy Weir? Have you heard about that?
Yes, and the movie.
Yeah, and the movie.
Which is coming out.
Yeah. Which is coming out. So we're going to suggest, or I'm going to suggest, because I've heard really cool things about it. They're calling it The MacGyver on Mars, because The Martian is about this man who gets stuck on Mars. So I'm going to suggest this as an audiobook. So if you guys are traveling at all this summer, like within the month of August, kind of tends to be like a big road trip time, I'm going to suggest checking out The Martian by Andy Weir. The narrator on this book is super cool. You can listen to the sample at audible.com, but it's really interesting, and I think you guys will like it. It's a kind of a cool road trip book, because the things this guy is doing while he's trapped on Mars, assuming he's going to die, is pretty cool. So definitely check out The Martian.
Someone described it to me as the, like, 10, 15 minutes in Apollo 13, where they're trying to fit the square peg in the round hole, but it's the entire story is like them trying to make things work.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And it's supposed to be really cool. So it's on my to read list.
It's very cool. So I'm suggesting checking it out as an audiobook. And so check that one out. Or for a free audiobook of your choice, you can go to audiblepodcast.com/bookhype. That's audiblepodcast.com/bookhype. So, The Martian, put it on your list, because it's going to be a movie, let's face it. And it's cool. I like it. It's a good time. All right, so moving on, kind of in connection with that last little spiel of ours, our Book Bites this week is about road trips. So, out of all the places you could go on a road trip from a book, where would you go and why? Kristen, as our guest, you get to go first.
Oh, great. Well,
you're on the spot.
I don't think I realized that it had to be a place you could road trip in a book. Because
give me your best. Whatever you got. Go for it.
Well, I mean, everyone in the world would pick Hogwarts, but it's not exactly a place you can road trip.
If you're in England, you can road trip there. I mean, you can make it happen.
But I mean, that's the one. That's the one everyone would want to do. But I mean, there's a lot of fun places you could road trip. I'm going to say, stick with Hogwarts. I'm being lame.
You're like, I've got nothing.
Where else would you want to go? I mean, let's be real.
It is a good one. I don't know if that crossed my mind. I guess I wasn't there. I wasn't in that place, but I like it. Karen, how about you?
I mean, Hogwarts was definitely my first choice, and I was like, but everyone would pick Hogwarts. You have to go a little more unique. No offense. I think that it's a wonderful pick. So I'm kind of glad that you picked it, forcing me to choose something else. But I think I would go to Chicago, the Chicago that exists in Brandon Sanderson's Steelheart novels, because, first of all, I love Chicago. I think it's a great place. And it's really fun to walk around and look at all of the cool things there. But the Chicago in his novels are completely covered in steel. And it's a little bit scary, a little bit more dangerous. But I also think that with all the supernatural people that live in that world, it could also be quite fun.
Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot. I think for me, I don't know. It's going to sound really strange, but I think I'd want a road trip to, like, New Orleans. And Jennifer L. Armentrout has this really cool series of books that's set in New Orleans, and it's about the Fae and, like, demon hunters and all kinds of cool stuff like that. And I think I'd want to visit that place.
Why didn't I pick that?
I don't know.
Because I love New Orleans. I just went there in January, and I'd never been to Louisiana before, and I visited a friend. And New Orleans has this amazing history, a lot of, like, vampire lore down there, a lot of magic voodoo kind of thing. And I think the culture there is so unique and so interesting. I want to change to New Orleans.
Sorry, it's mine, but I'll let you come with me.
Okay,
there you go.
Fair enough.
We'll just all go to all of them.
Together, I mean, come on. But yeah, no, I think that, I don't know, I really, there's just something about it. I've never been to New Orleans. Like I'm kind of sad, because I think it'd be super cool to go there. And the series I'm talking about, by the way, is the Wicked series, which, in case you wanted to know. And if you haven't read that book, you need to check it out because, man.
It's on my Kindle.
It is. Okay, Kristen, your homework is to read that book.
Because it's on my Kindle. It's waiting for me. I need to get to it. So, we'll move it up a little bit.
Absolutely love it. Like, I really do. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. So I think that's where I'd want to go. And now I might have to go there just for fun because I've never been. We'll see, though. We'll see. All right. So how about some book news? Let's talk about some cool things happening in the book world. All right. Now, this first story I find super interesting. So if you guys have traveled, you've been, to the airport, and they have bookstores in the airport, which is great, except now that the digital age is upon us and everyone has a device where they can either listen to or read books on, are the bookstores kind of obsolete or no? Well, this article tells us that the airport book sales are climbing, which to me is fascinating because I can't say that I would go to an airport and buy a book. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. So what do you guys think about that? Because when I travel, I either have my iPad, which I can read books off of my iPad. And primarily the reason I don't, or I try not to, I can't say I don't because I do, I try not to carry books with me is because they weigh so much. Like, it's having one digital device or having like three books in my bag is a total difference in weight. So I either listen to books on my phone with Audible, or I read them on my iPad through my Kindle app or my Blue Fire app or something. So I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily buy a book at an airport bookstore. What do you guys think?
This makes a ton of sense to me, given the amount of traveling I've started doing over the last couple of years and how many delays I've had and getting stuck overnight in Texas one time. And I can see a bunch of people, when that happens, just like camping out in the airport and being bored and deciding to go grab a book.
Also,
a lot of authors now. Nowadays, like stopping through cities, will sign books in the airport. I've seen a lot of posts on Twitter and whatnot where an author will say, stopped in the Denver airport, found three copies of my book, signed them. If you're there, check them out. So maybe some stuff like that is helping too, just getting people into those stores and looking, not necessarily even for the signature, but just getting them in the vicinity to buy a book.
Interesting. I guess I didn't think about that part. I'm just thinking about how I travel and how I, as much as I love books, and you guys know, you should know, I have a bajillion of books in my house, I wouldn't necessarily want to travel with books just because, again, they weigh so much.
Yeah, I typically travel with one, physical book just in case the world ends and all of my technology goes away all at once. Like, my Kindle dies, my phone dies, and my laptop's too bulky. That way I have one book. But, yeah, even then I usually pick a small paperback or something just so I have.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I think it's really interesting. So, listeners, if you have a preference on how you travel with books, I'd be super curious to hear it. Because, I don't know. I want to know who's buying all the books, I guess. But I get it. All right. Moving right along, let's talk about today, they released a Shadowhunters. So for fans of Cassandra Clare's The Mortal Instruments, the Shadowhunters is the TV series coming out in early 2016. They released a first look on Entertainment Weekly on EW. So what do you guys think about this first look? They showed us a couple new images. We got to see the City of Bones in all its glory. So what do you guys think?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, I couldn't tell if that was the excited one or not. It was a little...
Sorry, I was trying to rein it in, and it burst through anyway, and then it got awkward, but yes. Yes, I am very excited. I think it looks fantastic. I think they all look fantastic. I even think that Harry Shum Jr. looks fantastic, which I know we've talked about before.
Right. I have to say that image where they're at the party, I was actually like, oh, okay, I think I can live with this now. Like, there was something about that image, like them being all together, that made it work for me. I love the way the City of Bones looks. I think it's super cool. I think there's a lot of detail there with, like, each archway having those, the crossbones around it and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I love that the candelabras are spines.
That's not creepy at all.
I just love it. I'm like, that's a great use for... Sorry. I was like, using materials well. Nicely done. I don't know. But I like it. So, and I like the way they look. Like, I really... I just think the look is right. It's not too overkill. You know what I mean? And so, in case you guys have missed it too, the cast has been tweeting and posting like obscene amounts of photographs from set. It's like, it's fantastic because each day it doesn't really give anything away, but you get this little glimpse because you can tell that they want to connect to people more and make sure the fans know that they're kind of really sticking to the story. So I like what they have to offer so far. I think it's, you know, going to be interesting, and I really hope that they stick with the story that we all know and love and not change it so much like the movie did. And I think if it does that, it'll be successful. That it's got a really good shot at being successful.
My favorite picture is the one of the four main characters all like walking through a building.
Yeah.
And just have like Jace and Alec looking like super intense, which is perfect. And Clary's like, I don't know about this, guys, but okay. Yeah.
And Isabel's like in the lead.
She just struts her stuff and she looks incredible. And I'm just like, wow. I mean, even in this picture, they've just captured their personalities perfectly.
Yeah. The only thing I found weird in the pictures are the serif blades. And I think it's because they're photoshopped in.
Are they?
I don't know. They look super bright.
I thought it was the light shining off the metal.
Yeah, but it's like in every... No, because it's in the bottom shot too, where they're with Magnus. You can see Jace has a blade, and it's super like white. So I thought it was photoshopped. I could be completely wrong, but I just thought it might just not photograph well, which is a complete possibility. You know what I mean? So I'll be curious to see what they look like once they're like live and in play. So we shall see. Kristen, are you into the Mortal Instruments at all?
I haven't read the books. What? I never saw the movie. So I literally know nothing.
So come on, as our first time experience, like know nothing about it then.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because like it this. Looks interesting. And I watched Glee, and I have an affinity for Harry Shum Jr., you know, so he's like the only name or face I actually recognize in any of these pictures, but it all looks really cool. Like you can tell they're using texture, and like the general look of everything looks really awesome. So
yeah, it's meant to be kind of like this urban fantasy novel. Like it is an urban fantasy novel, not kind of like it is, with like demons and Nephilim and like angel stuff, and like it's a really cool mix of things. It's not just one thing, it's kind of this mix of worlds. And I think that's what's so appealing about the books for me, was that it's not just a tale about a vampire, it's not just a tale about a demon, like, or a demon hunter. Like it's a whole kind of diverse place with lots of different lore that feeds into it. So
very cool.
It's got potential. I'm pretty excited about it. So we'll see what happens when 2016 comes around and this premieres on ABC Family. I think it's such an interesting thing for ABC Family to have out there, too. Like, it's so different from what they normally put out there, you know? It's not your contemporary drama, which is what they usually, you know, put out. So I'll be excited to see what goes on. All right, moving right along, we're going to talk about some of the hot books coming out this August. So as you guys have basically, for some of us, I know for like me, school, like I don't go back to teaching until after Labor Day here, which is in September, but some people start early. So for those of you still waiting to go back to school and maybe going to the beach or hanging out and having some time on your hands, these are the books to look forward to in August. And these go in order of date. So, and we'll kind of put it in the show notes so you guys know when things are coming out and you'll be able to check them out. So the first one is one of the books that I just talked about, Trouble is a Friend of Mine. Again, Sherlock-y book. If you guys love a good mystery, it's a really fun book. I definitely suggest picking it up. The next one is one that we've talked about a lot here on Book Hype. And it's going to be our August book of the month, kind of our book discussion group. So it's going to be Legacy of Kings, Blood of Gods and Royals by Eleanor Herman. Guys, this book is super cool. It's about a young Alexander the Great. And I think Karen and I have talked about Eleanor Herman before. We met her at BEA, and she's ridiculously cool and so incredibly intelligent. The best part about this book is that it's historical fiction mixed in with magic. So a lot of the stuff you're going to read in Legacy of Kings are things that actually happened to Alexander the Great. But she's infused them with different like magic and other lore and stuff. So it's this really, really cool book about how things evolve for him with twists of magic. So, Karen, do you have anything to add to that? Because I know this is something you've been looking forward to as well.
Definitely. And I'm so mad that I haven't had time to actually read it yet because it's literally on the top of my list. And I think the premise of it is interesting, but the author just sold it for me because she was so enthusiastic. She was dressed up, you know, in all this like garb, and she looked amazing, and she is really cool. And just when you learn how passionate she is about the history, it makes you even more excited about her venture into YA. So I love these kind of books anyway, and I think that, you know, this is definitely going to be one of the best reads. I'm already looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be super cool. And like we said, like when we met Eleanor Herman, one of her books is about the Mistresses of Kings, and it's literally banned from the Royal Bookshop in England because it's a,
she was so proud of that.
She's
fact.
Super proud of that. I love it.
She's like, this is like, you know, you've made it when you're banned. That's yeah, royal.
The queen fans you. So yeah, it's pretty cool. And you guys, she's really great. So definitely check that one out. The next one is an anthology. And it is Slesher Girls and Monster Boys. And so as you can guess, it's got a ton of really cool like thriller and horror stories. That's the other thing about August, is that we begin kind of the descent into fall and Halloween. So all the creepy books start to come out right about now and kind of build as we get closer to Halloween, which is super exciting. I know Karen loves these kinds of books.
Yep.
She's like, I'm in.
Totally.
How about you, Kristen? What kinds of books? Do you like the creepy books?
I'm game. Yeah, it's kind of a new thing for me. In the past, I think I stuck to more just like straight up fantasy kind of stuff. But I've branched out a lot in the last couple of years. So a little bit of thriller and horror is totally, you know, it's totally acceptable for me at this point. So I'll probably steal one or two of these from Karen.
Oh, I'm sure she has them all. So these, like, so Slasher Girls and Monster Boys has a ton of different stories in it, mostly from very popular YA authors, and they're, like, psychological thrillers and just creepy, scary stories. So, and the cover's really cool, you guys, so it's a good time. The next one is also a very creepy book. It's called The Creeping, and it's by Alexandra Siroway. And just to give you guys a little background, it's 12 years ago, Stella and Jeannie vanished while picking strawberries. Stella returned minutes later with no memory of what happened. Jeannie was never seen or heard from again. Now Stella is 17 and she's over it. Then along comes a corpse, a little girl who washes up in an ancient cemetery after a mudslide and who has red hair just like Jeannie did. Suddenly, memories of the haunting day begin to return, and when Stella discovers that other red-headed girls have gone missing as well, she begins to suspect that something sinister is at work. So I'll be promptly dyeing my hair. don't know about anyone else. So yeah, so again, and the cover for that is ridiculously creepy. Kind of love it. The next one is called Becoming Maria, Love and Chaos in the South Bronx, and it's by Sonia Manzano. So you basically meet this young child, Sonia, who's living in squalor and kind of in this crazy, noisy neighborhood. And so she kind of grows up and becomes something different. And she kind of just expresses herself through her world and through her family. And then she dreams of becoming an actress because her escape was always TV. So you kind of just kind of grow up with this young girl who's living in the South Bronx. It's pretty fun story. I know that sounds like a weird thing to say, but it's fun to experience Sonya's world and see how she grows up and with the challenges that she has. The next one is The Dead Girls of Hysteria Hall by Katie Allender. Again, another creepy one. And so it's Delia's new house isn't just a house. Long ago, it was the Piven Institute for Care and Correction of Troubled Females. I'm sorry. Who takes a place like that and makes it a house, first of all? Let's just pause for a minute. Really think about this.
Bad idea.
What? and it's an insane asylum, and it's nicknamed Hysteria Hall. That's no house. Again, what? However, many of the inmates were not insane, just defiant and strong-willed, kind of like Delia herself. But the house still wants to keep troubled girls locked away. So in the most horrifying way, Delia becomes trapped, and that's when she learns that the house is also haunted. Creepy. All right. Oh, and then one that I forgot to mention is, of course, there's a new Rick Riordan book coming out this month, and it is Percy Jackson's Greek Heroes, and it comes out on August 18th. So if you guys recall, there was the Greek Gods book that came out as well last year around this time. So this one is all about the Greek heroes. So it'll be told from Percy's point of view, and it'll all be all about the demigods that Percy knows best, I guess. So it'll be pretty cool.
And these books are beautiful. They're like huge coffee table sized books, and they've got tons of pictures by John Rocco, who illustrated all the covers for the Percy Jackson books. And they're really fun because they are told from Percy's point of view. But when I did an interview with Rick Riordan last year about the first book, I was like, okay, so, you know, is this going to be kind of in the vein of the Percy Jackson books, or is this really telling you, like, the actual stories? And he said, I want you to read this book and get an A+ on the exam. So these are, like, legitimate stories just told from a fun perspective, which I think kids really need to hear. I think that's a great way to get them into mythology.
Absolutely. So I think it'll be gorgeous. Like, all the artwork is always beautiful. So I'm kind of excited to get my hands on that and take a look. So, Kristen, I know you read, like, different books. You tend to read, like, some, not only YA, but maybe some young adult and some romance novels. So are there any novels that you're looking forward to coming out this month that I may have missed?
Well, Jay Crownover has a new book coming out next week. It's Better When He's Brave, and I am looking forward to it very, very much. The first two books kind of surrounded two of the not so great guys in The Point, which is like the world that she created for these characters all to live in. And it's kind of they live in the seedier area of town kind of thing. And this book follows the main character in the first book's cop brother. And so it's going to be a totally different perspective on the way this whole city runs. And I'm really, really looking forward to it. So,
It
should be fun.
good times. All right, so let's kind of wrap this up. Let's talk about, the last thing we're going to talk about are some new book deals that have come up within the last month or so. Because I always like looking at the new book deals because it kind of gives us like this perspective on what the future of books is going to be for the next year. Because whenever we see book deals, they're typically a year out. So it's something to kind of look forward to. So the first new book deal is a series by Tara Sims. It's her debut, and it's listed as an LGBTQ steampunk trilogy, and it's called The Timekeeper. And it's set in an alternative Victorian era in which time in each city is controlled by a clock tower. Follows a teenage prodigy clock tower mechanic, Danny, hoping to save his father, who is trapped in a town outside of London. Danny is also battling a force seeking to destroy all of the towers and stop time. So I think that sounds kind of cool. What do you guys think?
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Excellent. And I like that it's diverse. I think that's really, they kind of like put that out there first, that it's like, first and foremost, there's going to be lots of diverse characters, and then here's the premise. So kind of excited about that one. All right. This next name is really hard to say, so I'm going to apologize in advance if I mess it up. Aditi Khurana's debut novel is called Mirror in the Sky, And it's a book that follows Tara, a 16-year-old high school junior at a Connecticut private school, whose life is transformed by the discovery of an alternate Earth. So it's being considered Prep meets the Age of Miracles. And let's see. And the author is a marketing consultant for Hollywood studios, including Fox and Sony. And then the deal includes a second untitled novel as well. So I'm curious about this Connecticut private school thing because I live in Connecticut.
I was thinking that.
well, here's the thing. We have some rather famous private schools in Connecticut. One of them is actually like in the next town over from me. Like Kennedys have gone there and stuff like that. So I'm super curious if it's modeled after one of those private schools or if it's just like a made up random private school. Because, you know, Connecticut is the land of private schools. Pretty much New England. Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, they have a ton of private, like, prep high schools like that. So I'd be super curious to see if it's kind of based off of one place or if it's just a made-up one. But anyway, I think it sounds kind of cool to have. I feel like there's this whole, like, alternate thing coming up. Like, both of these books are kind of set in an alternate time or consist of an alternate place. So I'm feeling a theme coming on for 2016.
I haven't read The Age of Miracles, but I've read Prep. And so, yeah. Like, knowing that that angle is on this story about an alternate Earth, like, that has me kind of, you know, that kind of drew me in because I liked Prep quite a bit. So I'm like, okay, might have to check that one out.
Prep was definitely interesting.
Yeah, it was different.
It was. I couldn't. I don't know. So Prep basically centers on this one girl's experience going to prep school. I mean, basically that's kind of that's what I recall from it. I read it a long time ago. And I just remember her being kind of different and doing kind of odd things to fit in. And like, I don't know.
Her perspective was just kind of different from any other coming of age, like school novel. Like there's a lot of books out there about people who, you know, live in, who go to private school or who go to like boarding school. Yeah. Like there's a lot of boarding school novels, but this one just something was different and off about it. So if that's how they're kind of using the description to get you into the world, like this is how they're describing it, it has me intrigued.
Yeah, definitely. All right, and the last one is another, interestingly, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, it's another YouTube sensation, and it's Marzia Bezogden. She's known to YouTube fans as Cutie Pie Marzia. She sold her debut novel, Dream House, and let's see, she posts videos featuring tips on fashion and beauty, and she has more than 5.4 million subscribers. So this is a YA paranormal in which a house guest begins having sinister and surreal experiences after the person hosting her disappears. So it's basically a paranormal book about someone who's hosting her at their house disappears. And it's set for release in 2016. And this is a joint venture between Atria Books and United Talent Agency, so UTA. And they've also released a number of other titles by YouTube personalities. So it seems like UTA is kind of getting in on the publishing business with the YouTube set, if you will. And we talked about this a couple weeks ago, how there are a ton of YouTube personalities coming out with books.
Yeah, I think it's
memoirs
cool.
Memoirs and, like, fiction.
A lot of them seem to be the memoirs, and I know we were talking about, like, I mean, obviously some people are going to be very interested in that. They have millions of subscribers, but it seemed a lot more niche to me. But I love the fact that this is fiction. I think that's something that hopefully we'll be seeing more of.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really interesting. If they have a story to tell, then I'm down. I'm ready to check it out. So we'll see how it goes. All right. So ladies, is there anything else you have for this episode of Book Hype?
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay. Well, until next time, which will hopefully be our discussion on We Were Animals. So if you guys haven't read it, you have time still. That will be our next episode. And then at the end of August, our book club episode will be on The Legacy of Kings by Eleanor Herman. So you guys can get out there and get that book when it comes out on August 18th. So until next time, I'm Jen.
I'm Karen.
And I'm Kristen.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye.